Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 587. How many meals a day should you eat? And does weight loss coaching work? Both by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of IfWeWereFamily.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. It's my favorite part of the week, so definitely keep sending me those questions. Now, today, I'm going to read you 2 posts. Both are kind of short. That's why I'm reading you 2 today. I'm sure you're excited to hear about them, so without further ado, let's jump right into them and start optimizing your life. How many meals a day should you eat? By Dr. Monali Y. Desai of IfWeWereFamily.com. You may have received advice about how many times a day you should eat to help you lose weight. There's a lot of conflicting information online, so I'm going to review the medical data that's available. These are mostly small studies, so please know the data are limited. How many meals a day should you eat? Medical studies are mixed on how many times a day you should eat, and that's why the information online is so confusing. What seems to matter the most is what you actually eat during those meals, and possibly what time you eat. 1 meal versus 3 meals a day. Some studies showed that eating 1 meal a day versus 3 meals a day doesn't make a difference in your ability to lose weight. Other studies showed that people eating 1 meal a day were more likely to gain weight or have difficulty losing weight. The reason for this was that in these studies, the people eating only 1 meal a day were more likely to eat more unhealthy foods, like foods high in sugar, high in unhealthy saturated fat, or foods high in unhealthy carbs. Possibly this was because they thought it was okay for them to eat more unhealthy food because they were only eating once a day. Or maybe they were so hungry, they didn't think as much about what they were eating. That happens to me when I'm really hungry. 6 small meals versus 3 meals a day. There are also studies looking at people eating 3 regular-sized meals a day versus 5 to 6 smaller meals per day. These studies also showed mixed results about which one is more beneficial for you to help you lose weight. I think this is because it's person-to-person dependent. The other thing to consider is if you eat 1 big meal a day and it's at the end of the day, there's less time between when you eat and when you go to sleep. This means you're less likely to burn off the food as energy. This may make it more likely that the food will be stored as fat. Eating earlier in the day gives your body more time to burn off the food you eat as energy instead of storing it as fat. Impaired blood sugar and insulin regulation. There are a few studies suggesting how many meals a day you eat can impair your blood sugar or blood glucose and insulin regulation. The reason this is important is that impairment of your insulin regulation long term can make it harder for you to lose weight and more likely for you to develop diabetes. It's possible that eating 1 big meal a day could cause a higher spike in your insulin level and over time impair your insulin regulation. It's also possible that eating 6 small meals a day could impair your insulin regulation because your body is continually releasing insulin for a significant part of the day. However, the data on this are very limited, so I wouldn't recommend you change the way you eat based on this just yet. But just keep this in mind in the future. So, what should you do? Based on the medical studies available, it seems person-to-person dependent on how many meals a day you should eat. It depends on how many meals a day helps you maintain eating healthier throughout the day. You can test it out for 1 week by keeping track of how healthy you eat on the days you skip meals versus days you don't skip meals. It's worth testing yourself to see what works best for your lifestyle, your work schedule, etc. Does Weight Loss Coaching Work? By Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. There are a lot of different types of weight loss programs out there. One of them is weight loss coaching. Given that weight loss coaching is a time and money investment, you might be wondering if it really works. I haven't tried it myself, so I reviewed the medical studies available. Do weight loss coaching programs work? Based on data, yes, weight loss coaching is an effective way to lose weight. If you're having trouble losing weight on your own, it's worth trying it at least once. The most effective type of program lasts at least 6 months, and the coaching sessions are at least twice a month. More frequent coaching sessions seem to correlate with more weight loss. The study showed that if you're speaking with a coach once a week, you're likely to lose more weight than someone who is speaking with a coach less frequently. If you've had trouble maintaining weight loss, studies have also shown that coaching could help with that too. So if you're one of those people who can lose weight on your own, but then you have trouble keeping it off long term, it may be worth trying weight loss coaching. What about the cost? Several health insurance plans have started their own weight loss programs in the last couple of years, and they're free for their members. However, if this isn't an option for you, weight loss coaching can be expensive, depending on the program. But think of it as an investment in your long-term health. If you're losing weight by eating healthier and a weight loss coach helps you do this, it can help you prevent or reverse long-term health problems like diabetes and high cholesterol. So even though it's expensive up front, long-term, it can help you save money. How long should you try a weight loss coaching program? In the medical studies I reviewed, on average, people lost 10 to 20 pounds in the first 6 months. So if you're not losing weight effectively in the first 6 months of a program, consider that maybe this isn't the right program for you. Even though it may have worked for other people you know, the same program is not going to work for everyone. Different people have different lifestyles, different work schedules, etc. So what type of weight loss coaching program should you try? It's worth thinking about how you've accomplished things in the past. One approach is to think about your own learning style. Were you a better student in group settings versus individual settings, online versus in person, etc.? That may help you figure out what type of weight loss coaching program would fit you the best. If you try a weight loss coaching program for 6 months and it doesn't work for you, move on to something else. Again, because people have different lifestyles and jobs and even different genetic backgrounds, all of this can affect what will work for you. But don't give up. Sometimes it just takes time to find what will work best for you. You just listened to the posts titled, How Many Meals a Day Should You Eat? And Does Weight Loss Coaching Work? Both by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So a little bit of my commentary. When it comes to nutrition and dieting, we're moving in the direction of personalized nutrition. Because what we're learning is one diet doesn't work for everybody. So a friend or family member may tell you, hey, you've got to try this diet, it worked for me. You try it and you find you've achieved very different results, if any at all. And that's because, as Dr. Desai mentioned in the article I just read, we're all a little bit different. Our lifestyles are different. yes, there's the genetic component too. And so I would say it's more about quality as opposed to your quantity of meals. So it may not be as important to think about how many meals per day you consume, but rather, what kinds of meals are you consuming? What types of foods are in those meals? That's where I would focus my attention. And then my quick comments with regards to weight loss coaching. Yes, absolutely. Having an accountability partner in some way, whether it's paying a coach to help you or whether it's a friend or family member that's keeping you accountable, either way, yes, it's a good idea. We know from lots and lots of well-designed studies that having an accountability partner, having that support is so important. And I love what Dr. Desai mentioned. It sounds like a lot of money up front. To invest in something like this, to invest in yourself, well, that's something that may be challenging to think about. But as Dr. Desai mentioned, the investment now may help save you money later. Because as we get older, we know we're more at risk for chronic diseases. But if we can help prevent them now, well, you're going to save yourself not just a lot of money, but a lot of heartache and a lot of misery. Take it from me. I have a chronic disease because I wasn't following a healthy lifestyle, and I'm paying for it now. All right, that's it for today. I thank you as always for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.